all right, isn't this a great way to improve the Texans at a position of desperate need? Let's trade for Patrick Peterson or Chris Harris. Patrick Peterson in Arizona, rumblings he's upset. Chris Harris, per Adam Schefter last night, wants a trade.
Chris Harris is like transitioned to being mostly a slot corner these days. We already spent our big money on Aaron Colvin. He's our slot corner of the future, apparently, evidently. Hey,
hopefully.
Hey, listener out there that thought I was serious in comparing Jadeveon Clowney to Mike Trout, I am also joking about Aaron Colvin being the cornerback of the future, all right? I'm angry this morning because there's nothing gets me more worked up than like when sarcasm gets responded to with a serious comment. Clowney's not as good as Trout. Like, all right, thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. I got to rethink my whole universe now. Well, I got to rethink the whole way I think about football and baseball and everything. Throw in hockey while we're at it.
I've always found that humor is a lot better when it's explained to me.
It always adds to the effect, doesn't it?
So anyway.
Patrick Peterson to me.
Patrick Peterson's the one. That's your fella.
Yeah, Patrick Peterson is the perfect fit for the Houston Texans. He's the right age. He has the right contract. He lines up perfectly with their window. If they're able to agree on the right compensation for Patrick Peterson with Arizona, Peterson would be the perfect fit for the Houston Texans.
Yeah, he really, really would. Now, there's a reason this isn't going to happen. Because I know one of our listeners brought this to our attention the other day. Who was it, Paul? Who's the listener that you tweeted
about Patrick Peterson?
About Patrick Peterson.
Oh, yes, Bags for HOF.
Yeah, I didn't even know he followed me. I thought he was pure baseball dude. Well, Seth Payne, he's just a big dumb football player.
He is a lot of baseball. He also has these fun movie polls that he puts up on his Twitter. He does these giant brackets of movie polls and stuff. But that theory that he brought up yesterday, I thought was very interesting because, like, Brian Kane has talked an awful lot about Patrick Peterson this offseason considering he's not on the team.
Right. That's why it's not happening. If they actually were trying to trade for Patrick Peterson, there's no way in hell Brian Kane would twice mention Patrick Peterson's name because that's tampering. And then all of a sudden it turns into something else. I'm actually I wish you'd stop doing it. He's brought Patrick Peterson up just by way of explaining, like, hey, there might not be any Patrick Petersons in this draft, saying there's no awesome, in the NBA.
No A-corner.
In the NBA, you would have already lost draft picks if you'd made a comment like that, because they're so finicky about tampering. If they were actually trying to get Patrick Peterson, I don't think he would have said anything. So I'm a little crestfallen that Patrick Peterson is likely out of the option. Unless I'm wrong. Maybe Brian Gaines just being a little sloppy.
We're discussing the possibility of trading for Patrick Peterson on a Wednesday morning, and to go back into that audio, Brian Gain mentioned Peterson once by name on Thursday during his pre-draft press conference. Then Monday on Texans All Access, he also name-dropped Peterson when discussing the cornerbacks in this draft tomorrow.
I think there's a lot of volume with edge players. I think that's when people are talking about, like, the defensive line. I think that's where the depth is far more from the edge guys than it is maybe on the interior. So for us in our 3-4 system, you know, obviously outside linebackers, so we think there's a lot of at-bats there at day one, day two, even to the early portion of day three. I think there's volume in various points and places in the defensive backfield on day one, day two, even day three, where you're going to get a good player. At corner, I've used this analogy. Is there a Patrick Peterson in this draft? Perhaps not. But I think there's some solid to good starting caliber players that you can get and then contributing role players thereafter.
You know what it sounds like? He just described that. He said there's volume in the middle and the back. It sounds like this is a mullet draft for cornerbacks. It's a mullet-shaped draft. Nobody really up front.
Shaped draft.
There's a party in the back. There's a whole lot of action going on.
I got to tell you, that's not very appetizing.
A mullet?
A mullet-shaped draft.
A mullet-shaped draft for cornerbacks. That's what you want? You know how much... I almost used the wrong word. You know how much action my brother got on his mullet in the late 80s, early 90s? You can have a lot of fun with a mullet.
I know you're
about to have
a mullet.
Especially with the Canadian girls. Everybody had a mullet. In the late 80s?
Did you?
No, I got too hot. I sweat all the time. Jonesy had a sweet mullet with a rat tail also.
Really?
Yeah. Did you have a rat tail mullet, Jonesy? Yeah.
Stunning information on
but
Wednesday.
If usually anybody...
That was the style back then.
Yeah. It was like, you act like... You looked at me like you crunched up your face when you said you had a mullet.
You exposed him.
That was the style. Look at a movie from the mid 80s, late 80s, and it was not a bad look at the time.
Okay, a little mustache in there.
Yeah, it does. It was like a clean cut, but yeah, look at me.
Rolling in the ladies.
Yeah. Have you heard about this new drug, cocaine?
Yeah. All right, let me bottom line this with Peterson. I love this idea, and I'd absolutely be willing to give up at least a second-round pick and more for Patrick Peterson. What would you guys be willing to give up for that, for Patrick Peterson? Because to me, he is perfect for where the Texans are as a franchise.
The difference between Patrick Peterson and, say, Khalil Mack is that Patrick Peterson is old.
Yes. Older.
Now, I wonder, though, Patrick Peterson might be at the point in his career where he doesn't need a long-term contract when he's traded.
Which is another reason why he is perfect for this team.
He just wants to get out of the joke that is the Cardinals. Patrick Peterson is sitting there in the offseason, and there were whispers and rumors, and he would participate in them somewhat during the season that he wanted to be traded. Think about being Patrick Peterson. Last year, they draft a quarterback, trade up to draft a quarterback, and you're thinking, oh, okay, maybe the Cardinals are onto something here, and I've got a chance at winning a Super Bowl. Then here you are in the same boat a year later, and at some point, I'm guessing Patrick Peterson doesn't trust the team that's kept the GM who is going to draft a new quarterback 1 year after drafting the old one. And maybe he wants to get the hell out. I would trade at least a second rounder for Patrick Peterson.
At least a two.
He's too old to trade a one, but he's so good.
Would you be willing to do something like this?
He's not that old.
The Arizona Cardinals have the top pick in the draft. Yeah. It also means they have the top pick in the second round. Would it be too much to move down 10 spots?
Oh, hell no. That's not too much at all.
33.
I don't think they would do that, would they?
Arizona?
Yeah.
They probably want more.
So then throw in some later rounds or a next year of some sort, a next year third. You got these compensatory picks coming.
I really think the Cardinals, especially if they take Kyler Murray tomorrow night,
yeah,
and I think they're taking Kyler Murray, they're not in it to win right now. They're not in a win now mode right this moment, given where their organization is. And man, if the Texans can make it work, and I know that Gain does not really want to part with a lot of draft picks. Trust me, I get that. But this is such a perfect fit because he keeps saying it. We all know this. There is no Patrick Peterson in this draft. People need to know this. All these names we talk about, Greedy Williams, Rocky Sin, the guy from Michigan State, all these different players, most likely none of them will come all that close to being as great as Patrick Peterson has been in his NFL career.
Right.
And he's still a really good player, and they still really need a cornerback, and the Texans can win now.
I don't expect him to do you any charity work on the contract, but he's not going to be able to get an exorbitantly big contract. I think he more than anything just wants to go to a potential winner. And boy, he'd call up Tyrann Mathieu. Tyrann Mathieu would probably say really good things about at least the football side of things. He probably hates Brian Gain now or something. Who knows? But he's going to have nice things to say about Romeo Crennel, Jonathan Joseph, all those guys. And Patrick Peterson might say, all right, here's my shot. I love that Deshaun Watson kid. And yeah, hey, Texans, just give me like an extra 2-year extension or something and guarantee some of my money. I would sign up for a large number of second, third, and fourth round picks for Patrick Peterson, but I can't give up my first rounder.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. Astros came back and beat the Twins last night, 10-4. Another lousy start before they crushed the Twins pitching, including Pineda eventually.
It's like Dallas Keuchel never left.
Yes. Let's just start games in the third. That's my idea. Start all Astros games in the third inning. Angel Hernandez making a show of himself last night with a horrific, and I mean a horrific, third strike call on George Springer.
Oh.
That was the only bad call. He had a very expansive bottom of his strike zone.
I mean, Angel, first of all, stop suing baseball. You stink.
Why does he rub his arms like he does? That nervous. I don't trust him. I don't trust him at all. Have you ever noticed this? Watch him. It's like he's got a twitch or something. He's rubbing his arms like when he's going out on that Correa interference call. He's like nervously touching himself like he's got the heebie-jeebies.
So you don't like his mannerisms also?
I don't like his mannerisms whatsoever. I wouldn't do a deal with him. Like I wouldn't buy a house from him or something because I don't trust him.
He calls a pitch that is basically at George Springer's shin,
yeah,
a third strike last night. It ended up not hurting him because the back end of the bullpen has been so good and they scored a bunch of runs to make it a laugher at the end of the game. But it was such a horrific, horrific call last night. And that, to me, was one of the stories of the game. Springer was obviously frustrated with the umpire, even after Altuve blew the game open late in this game in the eighth inning.
Altuve has himself cautioned everybody to not get too worked up over his home run numbers. He just said, this isn't me. He doesn't know what's going on. He seems a little bit freaked out by it. He has no explanation for exactly what's going on.
That was a moon ball.
I wonder if
that poor Tyler Duffy guy. I felt bad for Tyler Duffy in the eighth inning. Like he lost control. He didn't have any communication with his catcher.
He's a Houston native, too.
He drilled his catcher in the head when they got crossed up. And then he got shelled.
Where'd Ty Duffy go to school? He's from around here.
This is amazing, though. Jose Altuve has 9 home runs, and it's April 24th. He had 13 home runs last season. I know he was hurt the last couple of months, but he's got 9 home runs this year. And the one that he hit last night, I feel like I've watched him hit 6 of those so far this season, where he just crushes a ball to left field. He's clearly back to being the MVP that he was 2 years ago.
Oh, he went to Bel Air. That's right. Tyler.
Now I feel even worse for him.
Yeah.
He went back home.
It was a meltdown
inning.
Put on
a poor show.
I feel bad. I really do feel bad
for
him.
Was he on the Little League that got screwed over by the
Someone's gonna
by the 19-year-old kid?
Text in 713.
Was Tyler Duffy on that team or not? Yeah. That was a rough. That was back in, that was like 2005 or so.
That was a little bit before my time.
Yeah.